What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to episode 7. What are we talking about? Detoxing. Spring detoxing. And amidst this pandemic, this coronavirus, we have to start aligning things so that when we return to the normal, or the new normal, as some people are calling it, that we are ready to either move forward with that business plan that we had in mind, or we're ready to move forward and start navigating and strategizing into what quarter 3 is going to look like. So, without further ado, let's jump right into it. Okay, so let's get straight into it. This episode is going to be about everything you need to do to reset, plan, and strategize and move forward. This is the detox episode. So let me tell you guys, speaking about this episode, it spoke so much to my life because I'm raggedy. So I recorded this last week, and it was supposed to release last week. And talk about preparation. I know enough in tech to know that I need to back my stuff up. And what happened? I didn't back my stuff up. So here I am looking goofy. Like, I had to re-record all of this, but it was great because within the time frame of when I recorded versus the recording you're actually hearing now, I learned so much more in between, and I was really, really excited to bring this content to you guys, refresh, updated, you know, and kind of looking back on some of my mistakes that I made in preparation of this in relation to this. So the first point that I'm just going to jump right into it. The first point is realign yourself. And I've been talking about this pretty consistently throughout my episodes about realignment, about fixing who you are, because we can talk business, we can talk self-care, we can talk you being a completely new person, but that's only if you want to be a new person, right? So realign yourself, and in the part of the realignment phase is mentally drawing yourself up to say, hey, I know we're in a pandemic right now. I know that this is a worry. I know that this is a crisis, but what am I going to do to push forward? I will tell you guys that, like, I had to challenge myself mentally because I am a person, I'm not a worry bug, but I'm a person where I can allow fear to transform into procrastination. And so I'll bring this full circle. Prime example is, you know, this corona is like at its peak of, you know, problems in the US and in our homes. And I had some new products that I really wanted to release prior to the corona, and I just did not get around to them up until a couple of days ago. And I had to, like, really check myself mentally and say, like, hold on, girl. You really going to let the virus stop you from doing what you need to do? You crazy. So I had to realign myself mentally. And from there, I mean, the world was mine. And we're out here really thinking that, like, people, like, the world has came to a complete halt. And it hasn't. And so I had to kind of, you know, check myself, and I had to think about some things. But I would say that the best advice that I can give you up until this point is to check yourself. And it's a everyday thing. It is a, you know, it's one of those things that you have to do every minute of every hour of every day. But don't be afraid to do it. Don't be afraid to put yourself back in your place. The second thing is physically. This is not the time, because we home, for you to not do what you're supposed to do with your body, okay? It is okay to take a break, but it is not okay to completely shock your body out of its norm. I'll give you a great example. My good friend, and she's extremely healthy, and she, you know, is used to being extremely active, moving around, just like doing all of the things. And she, you know, the corona hit, you know, now it's a stay-at-home order. We have to stay at home. And she found herself getting terribly sick in the midst, all relating back to the fact that she had, like, completely took her body out of its normal schedule. And I didn't even know that was a thing until it happened to her. And so if we are going to do this thing called entrepreneurship, especially if you have a family, if you got a husband, a wife, you got kids, you've got nieces, nephews, people that you take care of that depend on you. If you are the matriarch of your family, then it is very important that you understand that you cannot throw yourself off. No, I do not mean that you have to drink raw eggs in the morning and run a 6-mile run to be able to say that I am physically in shape. But if that means that you're working a 6-4, a 6-3 on a regular week, and now you ain't working a 6-3, you might want to still go to bed as if you were going to get up at 6 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So understanding that physically we cannot lack off just because we are stuck in the house. You see a lot of people doing workouts. Personally, I didn't work out in the gym, so I'm not going to work out in my home, but that's just me. But you see a lot of things coming up where people are finding ways to still stay physically active, even though you're confined in the square footage of your home. So please, 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 please make sure you take that into consideration when we're talking about realigning ourselves. And then the last sub point to realigning yourself is emotionally understanding. And I've said this again in a few different episodes, so go back to episode 1 if you need to, but understanding that there are no emotions in business. Yes, you have passion, you have the feeling of purpose, and you have the feeling of wanting to do good. You have those high and lows, but when we're talking about making million-dollar decisions, you need to make sure you are emotionally stable and able to make those decisions. If not, you're going to need to go to your prayer closet. You're going to need to do a little bit of meditation to help figure yourself out. There is no way that you're going to be able to cope and be able to have enough mental, physical energy if you don't have your emotions together. There's no way. You have to have all three: emotion, physical, and mental stability in order to be able to do this. But the most important one, even if I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, when I get up and I jump on a call, whether it be a wholesale call, whether it be customer service, I have to, you know, troubleshoot something via email with a customer, I got to make sure that my mind is right and I'm not going to be dropping a whole bunch of exclamation points and a whole bunch of shaking my heads and my tone is off. I need to have myself all the way together, which means if something pissed me off and I didn't deal with it, I need to deal with it prior to stepping into my entrepreneur job. Okay. My 24/7, my 25/8 job. Okay. Point number 2, baby. Gather your documents, get your coins. Okay. Your documents are the equivalent to your coins. And when I say documents, this is for my people who are in the business prepping stage. And even for my people who are in business, I file my taxes dumb early. I do not wait until April 15th. And so this is a nice podcast episode, because we are now on April 9th and it is super, super, super important that you get this stuff done before April 15th. Now, I know they gave us the extension because of Corona. Great. But how hard is it going to be for you to find these receipts in the next 6 days? Now, imagine racking up receipts while still, you know, like planning and prepping these documents for the tax preparation. It's just better to do it now. And then if you want to, you know, file your taxes in June, great, but start prepping your documents now. So what does that mean? That means that you may need some templates. So this is not an affiliate, you know, link that I'm dropping, or this is not an ad or any promo. I personally just love this service, and it is called businessinabox.com. Now, businessinabox.com, I'm like bleeding from like ear to ear right now, because it is such a great tool, especially if you are not a wordy person, or you don't have the vernacular to write like contracts or different forms. Businessinabox.com is a great tool to use. It is hundreds of thousands of templates for every part of business you can possibly think of. They even have over 100, listen to me now, over 100 business plan templates. Okay, so when I say gather your documents, I mean, if you ain't even got the documents, baby, you might want to start getting some. And businessinabox.com is a great place to start. Also, getting softwares that can help you, you know, plug your receipts in. QuickBooks, I hate QuickBooks, but you know, a lot of people say it's a good tool. I don't like it. I'm still back in the caveman days where I'm literally entering my stuff in on an Excel sheet manually. Some things are done automated, like, you know, like my bank account and stuff. But other than that, receipts, raw materials, all this good stuff, I am still logging that in caveman style. And I personally enjoy it because it challenges me. The next one on that sub bullet of gathering your documents is the point that I had to learn ever so harshly is the USB, baby, the USB. Get you some USBs, okay? Label the USBs, okay? Get you some hard drives, okay? Label those babies, because when all this fails, everything, I mean everything, you're gonna need them backups, okay? And again, I had to learn this the very hard way. Please do not think that USBs are out of style. I love my cloud and my cloud-based, you know, tools, but I have to take it back sometimes. And USBs are very important for me, especially when I'm scanning in documents and contracts to people. I used to do and still do a lot of vendor events with someone I'm going to mention later on in the show, because that's another point that I'm going to get to. But when scanning in my documents, I had to know, you know, what did I put my John Hancock on? You know, where's my signature going? What is the clauses? And I don't like keeping paper. And so a USB is very great for me to go back and label vendor events and then go back and look at all my scanned documents, even to know how much I paid for the year on vendor events. You see what I'm saying? So that's good. Before I get to my third point, I want to take a quick pause and I want to shout out the Black Women Small Business Owners Group. If you are not a part of that group, you might want to slide up in there. Sorry, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, it is women only, but I deeply love all 18,000 women in there. I am the lead admin, and I've seen tremendous stride and determination with their businesses and just entrepreneurship as a whole. And so I just want to take a moment before I get to point three to shout out the BWSBO girls. I love them. Keep shining. Keep doing your thing. I'm really proud of them. All right. Point three. Now, point three is going to be a quite long bullet. However, stick with me because this is the juicy part. Point three, call a family meeting. Now, you're going to be like, Markeisha, now, you know I don't rock with my family, baby. So, which part am I calling? Baby, I'm telling you to call the family who is going to take up the majority of your time. The family that is going to be a part of your day-to-day life, your process, you need to call a meeting with them, okay? And when you call this meeting with them, you need to explain a couple things. And I broke it down into three points. So I'll use this example for what I did with my husband, me and my husband. So when I started my business, I called a family meeting. And when I sat down, I was like, look, listen, let me tell you what my dream is, okay? So point number one, tell your family what your dream is. Break them down about the business all the way to what you foresee it being in the next 5 years. And if you can't foresee it that far, that means you probably don't have the plan all you know, together and stuff. So probably take some time before you bring it to them, because they'll shoot you down, okay, baby? They'll shoot you down. I mean, involve all five senses when you are trying to bring your family up to speed with what your heart, what your gut, and what your mind is telling you about this business that you want to start, or maybe a transition or shift in your business that's going to be huge. Tell them and bring in all five senses of it, what you smell, what you see, what you hear, what you taste. Bring it all in. Point number two, explain the plan. Explain how they are going to be a part of it or how they're not going to be a part of it, because here is the truth about the truth. Family doesn't have to be a part of your business. And a lot of people, I mean, they're like, there's mixed feelings about like bringing your family and your friends on. Truth be told is that family and friends don't have to be a part of the plan if that's not what the plan is. If the plan is not for them to ride along with you step by step by step, or maybe they're just involved in a piece of it, that is okay. Do not try to put people in your puzzle that do not fit. And so explain the plan to them from A to Z, how you plan to do it, what this means for them, what this means for you as far as your availability and how you can now stretch yourself out, or to what capacity you can now serve them in. The third bullet is remove from the island. This is the term that I like to use when, you know, somebody's not on board, but the show does not stop, okay? The train is going to keep moving, baby. So that means that in order for this train to keep moving, you going to have to go, okay? It's, and I'm not talking about like physically give they ass the boot. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, you got that one like pessimistic family member that just, oh my God, they can't see no good at nothing. Simply let them know that they were never a part of the plan to begin with, but thanks, and remove them or yourself from the meeting to keep it pushing. It is okay for you to identify early on or in your shift, like me, I'm currently in a shift in my business. It is perfectly okay for you to identify when someone is no longer able to go with you, okay? And be willing to tell them that. Do not have these people stringing along to your business, to your dream, thinking that they actually have a say-so. It's better for me to tell you now that you're not a part of my plan, so that way, whenever we decide that we're going to engage in a dialogue, you don't even feel the need to bring an opinion about my business or anything involving that into our dialogue. And that's okay. Snip it right there. Snip it right where the infection is at. So moving on to the fourth point. And then I'm going to stop because I want to get to the last point, because the last point kind of sums everything up. But before I get to the last point, I'm going to finish off point four, because there's five total. And then we're going to get to the advice corner. And I know y'all love the advice corner, so we're going to get to that. Get you a mentor. This is point number four. Get you a mentor. Referrals from friends. And y'all know I got some referrals. So I have seen a tremendous ROI, a tremendous profit working with these three ladies, because y'all know I had to bring some girl power into it. I've seen so much success, profitability, I mean, just overall favor, okay? Favor from the universe, from God. And I just had to shout these ladies out. Barrett. She is a business strategist. I was actually working with her on a project that they had for local business owners in the city. And we worked together for a smooth 4 months. And I still continue to plan to work. I still plan to continue to work with her. She is awesome. I will drop her link in this podcast. And I will drop it also on our Instagram at Bombass Collective. You will be able to find her directly and work with her. She's a business strategist. She is thebomb.com. She worked with me we went all the way back to day one of my business. And I've been in business for 5 years. And we started on day one. And we worked our way up slowly but surely. The pace was amazing. The information was amazing. The tools that she gave was like right what I needed. It was on point. There was nothing that I thought, that does not apply to me. And she was very great at self-assessing how she could be a help to me. And so I overall recommend her 10 out of 10, hands down. Second person. I love this woman dearly. She knows what she's talking about. And this is why this is a honorable mention, to say the least. Chandrea Boykins. Come on, girl. Come up to the front. Come up to the stage. Come up to the stage, girl. She is a financial advisor, a credit connoisseur, a money bag getter, coin slayer. Okay? All the above. I don't even know. She has 7 different AKAs. But she is the bomb. If we're talking about anything credit, she is a person that I'm going to next to Google to fact check. You see what I'm saying? When we're talking about where to move our money, how things should be, what you should be doing, and how, more importantly, she ties it back into how you give back to the community, this is the person to go to. She is also another person I will highlight on the Instagram page, Bombass Collective, and you guys are more than welcome to go check her out, work with her. I mean, she is just awesome, amazing, amazing, amazing spirit. And she goes live every Monday at 7 p.m. on her Facebook page to talk about credit worthiness, credit repairs, how to move right now in this pandemic. The last couple of episodes she's done on her Facebook Live has been how to financially place yourself in a good position in this pandemic right now. Really awesome information that you are not just going to get by searching how to fix my credit or how to save money. And the last one, she is, I mean, every time I think of her, I think of the song by Cassidy. I'm a hustler, homie. You can ask about me. I kind of got a little carried away. But my next one, number three, if you have to go get a mentor, or, you know, you should probably get a mentor because you're listening to this and you're like, oh, she hit a nerve. Ow. The next person is Latasha Raines. Give it up for Latasha Raines, people. Latasha Raines is an event coordinator. She is an event strategist. I don't even know what all words to put in, but if we're talking vendor, trade show, I mean, from the smallest event to the biggest event, she is your person to go to. Do you understand? You need to go talk to her. You need to talk to her about vendor contracts, vendor etiquette. You need to talk to her about the best way to set up. And I would even, as an honorable mention under Latasha, as far as vendor shows, I'm going to throw in Miss Nikki. Okay. Miss Nikki is a local artist, world renowned. She is amazing. NyxByNikki.com. Make sure you visit that website. She has awesome, awesome vendor displays. And she is, again, all four of these ladies are going to be featured on the Instagram page. So you definitely want to make sure that you check them out. But I'm telling you, with a combination of Latasha and Ms. Nikki by your side, you are set to sell out at any trade show, at any event, at any given time. Okay? Now, with being done with point four, let's go to the advice corner. I'll see you there. Real quick, a word from our sponsor. Strong Family Bonds, maker of Sergeant Heart's premium handcrafted barbecue sauce. Foodies appreciate the complex levels of concentrated flavors and a memorable dining experience of Sergeant Heart's barbecue sauce. Visit strongfamilybonds.com now. That's strongfamilybonds.com. They help turn good recipes into great cuisine. Strongfamilybonds.com, maker of Sergeant Heart's barbecue sauce, the taste that welcomes you home. Visit strongfamilybonds.com now. Look for Sergeant Heart's barbecue sauce on Amazon. And welcome to the advice corner. So my advice to you today is to plan 120 days out right now. Plan it out. Plan out what that looks like for your personal life. Plan out what that looks like for your business life. And plan out what that looks like for your 9-to-5. And three things that I want you to think about when planning your 120 days out. Figure out where you need to be in 120 days. Who you need to be with. How much of this will take. In sub bullets in that, when we say how much this is going to take financially, emotionally, and time-wise, how much do you need to invest in order to get to where you need to at the end of the 120 days? I hope that that little chunk of advice right there is enough to make you go get a stationery, a planner, or even go get the back of your kid's coloring book and start planning out the next 4 months of your business so that you can render tremendous success in everything that you do in that time frame. Thanks for coming to the Advice Corner. Let's get on with the rest of the show. All right, so y'all know my last bullet point is always got to be about something with self-care, taking care of yourself. And because we are in the season of detoxing in spring,
what type of person would I be if I didn't tell y'all to detox physically? So BombBombs is offering a lavender or a eucalyptus detox bath bomb. It is great. It is packed with Epsom salt and lavender essential oils and eucalyptus essential oils. Great for all the aromatherapy properties. I mean, shall I break it down for you? I think I will. So, I mean, increasing circulation, reducing stress, like getting that blood flowing all over, just amazing. So I want to say that I think you should invest in that. So that's number one. Number two is we currently have hand sanitizer in stock as well, 2 and 4 ounce. You need to keep your hands clean, okay? And if you got the stoves, touching everything, touching everybody, how clean are your hands gonna be? So make sure you stop in at the store and grab that. We have an essential oil collection line, and then we just have some regular great hand sanitizers, super moisturizing with a aloe base and exceeds CDC recommendations. So you definitely want to check that out. Visit the online store at www.bombbombs.com. That is BOMBOMBS. And as always, you can find me on Instagram at BombBombsLLC. Happy to answer any questions for you. Happy to let you see the reviews from the happy customers who've gotten it. But make sure you are, one, detoxing yourself. And then, two, once you detox yourself and you get clean, make sure you are taking care of your hands and your health and everybody else around you. So, for that, my point is done. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Episode 7, detoxing yourself. This is the detox, baby. What does your spring life look like? What does the next 120 days look like for you? I hope that you have tremendous success. Awesome, awesome, awesome blessings come to you. And if nothing else, I will see you guys again next week, Thursday at 7 p.m. Don't miss me. I'll be here. All right. I love you guys. Bye-bye.